Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. It is a wonderful thing to acknowledge and thank God for his character, who he is and what he has done, the ever-loving, faithful God. We are reminded of these truths in Psalm 92. It starts out, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." Of all God's attributes, these two are especially precious to his people, his loving kindness or unfailing love and his faithfulness. It is God's steadfast love and tender mercy that reach out to us initially to redeem us from sin, and it is his faithfulness that keeps us. Is it not a wonderful privilege to not only know God's great love and faithfulness, but to declare it and show it forth both morning and evening? The implication is not only at the beginning and end of the day, but noontime, afternoon, from waking to sleeping, let us thank and praise God, declaring who he is and what he has done. We need these reminders for our hearts and souls, reflecting on how amazing the Lord God is. It is good to give thanks. It is good to sing praises. And then verse 4, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy." God is the one who makes us glad. We experience victory and profound joy in him. Sometimes we can get in ruts. Spiritually, we're tired, depressed, overwhelmed. And maybe too often the joy of the Lord does not seem to be just welling up within us and overflowing in praise. We must at least begin with reminding ourselves who God is and what he has done, his love and his faithfulness. As Christians, our joy runs far deeper than circumstances. It doesn't depend on happy events or emotional highs. It's a joy that drinks deeply from the fount of living waters, none other than Jesus Christ and his perfect work of redemption accomplished through his life, death, and resurrection. And it is so good to give thanks and praise his holy name, for he has made us glad. The title of this psalm notes that it is a song for the Sabbath day, and it's so fitting because there are no imperatives or commands in Psalm 92. The emphasis in these verses is not on what people can do for God, their work, their labor, their love. Rather, it points us to the Lord as it speaks of his faithful love. The psalmist says, "How great are your works, O Lord, for you have made me rejoice. It's what you have done, your hands, your works, your thoughts." This emphasis on God's love and provision fits with what we know about the Sabbath. God established the Sabbath pattern in creation for rest after the work had been done. If you think of the nation Israel, when they were enslaved in Egypt in the book of Exodus, God's people have not been resting. They've been slaves in Egypt. But through an act of judgment on the wicked Egyptians, God rescues his people out of bondage and delivers or saves them. The Exodus wasn't a cooperative effort where God did 50% and Israel did the other 50. This is symbolized in the way that they were to celebrate the Sabbath. Israel was to put down all the tools of labor, to not do anything that even looks like work on the Sabbath. Why? So that they remember what it looked like when God saved them, namely that they had no power against Egypt, no weapons or means of their deliverance, but God did, and God delivered them. So they were to remember that on the Sabbath and give thanks and praise to God both morning and evening. From the New Testament, we learn that Jesus is the ultimate Sabbath rest, the fulfillment of what that day and pattern pointed to in Jesus Christ. We are to turn from sin and trust Jesus for deliverance, salvation, forgiveness, righteousness, rest, and life itself. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ isn't what you have to do. It is an announcement of what God has already done to save you. Will you make sure you are resting in Jesus Christ today? That he is your ultimate Sabbath rest and display of the love and faithfulness of God? I'm so thankful for the people and ministry of the Mars Hill Network who over the radio do precisely what this psalm describes. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. This has been Pastor Darren Smith of Marietta Bible Church.